Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to handle a less than perfect warm-up arena. So warming up at a competition before your class can make or break your performance in the arena. So what do you do when the warm-up arena isn't ideal or your horse is not cooperating? So in this podcast episode, we're going to share some tips to help you cope with a less than perfect warm-up arena. So first things first, before you tack up, you need to get the lay of the land. So go around to the warm-up arena and have a look at it. And once you know what you have to work with, you can then formulate a plan that works for you and your horse. So we've all been there. The area designated for working in is the size of a postage stamp, and it's already full when you arrive. Now, how you handle this will largely depend on your horse's temperament. Now, if you have a quiet horse, a crowded warm-up arena might not be a problem, but if your horse is inclined to be fizzy and explosive, you'll have to adapt your working in routine accordingly. So first, let's talk about the quiet horse. Now, if the location permits, it may be possible to walk your horse around the car park or perhaps go for a short hack to get his muscles warm before you start working in properly. And then you can concentrate on getting into a good rhythm in each pace. Now, you may not be able to ride large circles or changes of rein, so instead you can ride lots of transitions to keep your horse's attention on you and to help keep him engaged and balanced. And you can also ride small sections of the test and focus on movements that your horse finds easiest to help build his confidence and to settle him. So now let's move on to talk about managing the hot horse. Now, some venues have a lunging area that you can use, and that's especially helpful if your horse is very hot and you're in fear of an explosion in the warm-up arena. Now, if you're working in on grass, try to find a corner of the warm-up arena where you can work your horse without upsetting others. Now, some youngsters may find the hustle and bustle of a crowded warm-up arena very intimidating, and finding a quiet space can help to keep things calm. Now, even though you're keen to compete, you must be considerate towards others. So if your horse is very naughty or uncooperative and you can see that his behaviour is upsetting other riders' horses, then do the decent thing and take him out. And then make a mental note that the next time you go to that venue, you should lunge or school your horse at home before you set off. That way you'll take the sting out of your horse before unleashing him on other people in a small working in arena. Now, it may also be worth considering stabling your horse overnight at the venue so that you can work him early in the day before the warm-up arena begins to get too crowded. Alternatively, you can ask the organiser for a very early or very late slot in your class, and that way you have a good chance of having the warm-up arena pretty much to yourself. Now, this moves us on nicely to talk about warm-up arena discipline. Because no matter how busy the warm-up arena is, or how peculiar its shape, you must always observe the appropriate working in arena discipline. So those are as follows. Number 1, when warming up, remember to pass left hand to left hand. Number 2, give way to anyone riding in counter-canter on the track. Number 3, don't walk on the track, instead move to the inside so that you don't cause a traffic jam. Number 4, be very wary of those around you and treat the tiny warm-up arena as you would when driving around a busy city centre. So look before you make a turn or change of rein so that you don't cause a collision. Number 5, if someone falls off or has a serious problem, then stop and wait for them to sort themselves out. And lastly, number 6, pay attention to the warm-up arena steward's instructions. So to wrap this episode up, not every venue has a generous working in arena, and you may find yourself trying to warm up in a crowded or cramped space. Now, if you don't know what to expect at a new venue, make sure that you arrive in good time so that you have plenty of time to warm up, and if your horse is proving difficult and his behaviour is upsetting others, then be prepared to do the decent thing and remove him from the working in arena and save him for another day. Now, if you have any other questions with regards to this podcast, or if you have any other tips on how to cope with a cramped working in arena, then please do let us know, and you can share them thoughts with us in the comments box at the bottom of the blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can start a discussion in our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.